I tell you who is right on track at the moment, and it was a great result yesterday, a popular result. Mm. Daisy Doom, Dixie Blossoms fighting out the finish of the Golden Pendant, both trained by Ron Quinton. He couldn't split them going into the race, and it was a pretty fair result in the end. Ron, good morning, and I guess run of the race stuff, probably Daisy Doom, but Dixie Blossoms lost nothing in defeat, Ron?
No, they were two excellent efforts. As you say, Daisy Doom, she was up three wide outside the two leaders, and Dixie was, you know, probably spotting a 7 or 8 length start, and she was three wide, but she did have a little bit of a drag up into the race, but they're two great efforts.
They did it the hard way too, Ron. Daisy Doom, especially from the wide gate, I guess. What were the instructions to Andrew?
Well, I told him from his barrier he had to go forward. I said you've got to be a bit positive. Don't rush her across, but you'll have to naturally go forward and see what happens from there. But they rode her very well because he's never going to get in. But he rated her well, so it was a good ride by the young fella.
Yeah, Ron, it's interesting, as an ex-champion jockey, when you're watching someone like Andrew and he's got to make a decision whether he tries to use a bit more petrol and get across or if he just keeps the mare in rhythm. What were you thinking, and could you tell that Andrew was just happy to let the mare cruise along there three wide?
Yeah, well, I was sort of thinking to myself, don't go any more forward. You know, stay where you are, stay where you are. That were the words, thoughts going through my mind, fortunately did that, and she had enough petrol in the tank to stave off the other mare.
Mm. I'd imagine you try to keep them apart as much as you can, Ron, but you just couldn't do it on this occasion.
Well, it's impossible, really. If you've got two good mares and the mares' races are there for them, well, you just got no other option but to run them against each other, which is not, you just don't like doing it, but there's no other options.
They both go to the Yank Stakes now, Ron?
Dixie certainly will. I'm not sure about Daisy. We'll sit down this week and have a think about it and work it out from there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put you on the spot here, Ron. We've got our talk topic for today is that when the apprentice becomes the master, and I know you've been the master of a number of apprentices. Do you have a first among equals? I suppose the easy one is Huey Bowman, but and it's going to be hard because I'm going to ask you to rank them. But can you do that?
Well, like my old boss Theo Green used to say, he would never compare. He was always loath to compare.
Mm.
But look, I've had some wonderful apprentices, I think I've had 8 apprentices win the title. Like Mitch Newman won a couple, Huey won one, and I've had a couple win two, and Sam Clipperton won two, and
Bobby
Andrews
Alyssa
won one. So, yeah, look, see, the thing is, like, you've got Bowman gone to the highest level of jockeys in the world now.
Yeah.
And, like, he's sort of, in his absolute prime in the 30s. And, these other guys can't expect to be as good as him at this stage. They've all got to wait their turn and wait till fellas like Huey go away overseas or they retire, and then the next ones step up and take their place,
In saying that, Ron, Andrew's development, a young jockey, he's got it all in front of him, and just his confidence now, he believes he deserves to be out there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, he was the only apprentice that won a race all day yesterday, and a group two at that, so end of the day, they're very lucky because I do support them and I'm not frightened to put them on in a decent race where most trainers and owners are very afraid. If they've got an A alongside their name, they're reluctant to put them on in those type races.
Mm. Geez, you've shown some diplomacy there, Ron. Fantastic.
He's been in the game a while. He knows
things. I can imagine. Absolutely. Hey, Ron, congratulations.
Been around the traps a bit, you reckon?
Yes. You learn a few tricks.
Actually, we were just saying earlier that age is no barrier when you talk about the three interviews we had today from our racing point of view was yourself, Gerald Ryan and David Payne, and all doing good things with how would I best describe it?
Where
are
you going here, Jim?
Very experienced.
That's the way to say it.
Well, this is the thing I do find also, particularly with jockeys, not so much now as it used to be, but once you got to a certain age as a jockey, they tend to put you on the pencil list. Mm. Jimmy Cassidy was a great exception to the rule, but guys like David Payne and myself, well, we were good riders, and we can train a horse pretty well too. Gerald Ryan actually beat me in the Sandown Guineas when we were jockeys. So
better draw, I think, wasn't it? Better
draw, and I rode Denise's Joy.
That's it,
for TJ. So yeah, we've all been around a little while.
Yeah. That's fantastic. My old man used to say all the time, you can't put an old head on young shoulders.
Very true.
So, I'll call you an old head, Ronnie. You've done fantastically well. Congratulations on those performances of both the horses, Dixie Blossoms and, of course, the winner, Daisy Durman. Great to have a chat this morning.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ron.
There he is, Ronnie Quinton. Good to have him on the program, too.